Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. Welcome to episode 101 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're talking three tips for leading with integrity when the president doesn't. Typically, I am not one to talk politics because it's just one of those things that is divisive and can separate people. But in a time when civil liberties and raw racial fault lines are the current topics of conversation and not black and white historical images that you can find on YouTube, as leaders, we have to speak. And there's a struggle to reconcile the leader of our United States words with the reality some of us live on a consistent basis. With the recent racist and violent acts in Charlottesville, and with the president saying, I think there's blame on both sides, and that within the group of those with swastikas and those yelling out anti-Semitic slogans, there were some bad people, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. And as a principal, we are left to parse those words and determine how to lead our school with vulnerability and integrity when the person in the highest public office of our land, the person that we're supposed to be emulating, the person who's supposed to be leading, does not. The following are three ways to demonstrate leadership when our president is not doing as good of a job as we would like. And the first thing is one of those simple foundations of leadership, and that is actions are more important than words. You got to do the little things. You've heard it before, but this is one of the best ways to show integrity and self-discipline. Doing the jobs that you expect others to do is an example of this type of integrity. Show them that you aren't afraid to get in the trenches with them. If your school holds in-school suspensions, take your turn sitting in there with the students. Don't just foist it off on staff members to deal with that situation. Join your staff in performing the jobs you know they dread. Leading by example, demonstrating through your actions that you mean what you say, is a great way to show integrity. The next one is to remember that we is greater than me. This is a team concept that those with high integrity demonstrate. Gathering the advice and listening to the points of view of those on your staff is important in building a strong culture, especially listening to those opinions that do not run in the same line as yours do. Making sure that you hear those staff members and incorporate their opinions is essential. Hiring those who can support you and compensate for your weaknesses is also key. Being able to ask for help and not pretending that you have all the answers is an offshoot of this concept that shows that vulnerability. Not only must you create a team, you actually have to listen to them. Treating your entire staff as an integral part of a whole, following their insights when necessary, highlights your vulnerability and integrity as a leader. And the last one that we're talking about today is being comfortable with discomfort. And this often comes back to being honest. Telling the truth tactfully lets your staff know where you stand. And they don't have to worry that you're hiding something from them. Often making the decision to confront someone is more difficult than actually having that conversation. You got to embrace the discomfort. When a teacher is disrespectful to a student and then the student responds in kind, intervening in a respectful way is the right thing to do. Asking yourself what they could have done better after you pulled them aside isn't an easy thing to do, but it's our job to do it anyway. Integrity means having the courage to be uncomfortable. In this age of hyperbole and increasing racial tensions and alternate facts and hardline stances, demonstrating vulnerability and integrity is one of the most important characteristics our are some of the most important characteristics of a principal. Leading by example through your actions, showing that the team is greater than the individual, and embracing discomfort are all components of integrity. What are some other ways that you can demonstrate these characteristics? Share your thoughts in the comment section on the corresponding blog, also titled Three Tips for Leading with Integrity When the President Doesn't. Just go over there to howtobeagreatprincipal.com and find the blog and share your thoughts. If you've gotten this far, you've been listening for this long and you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, and you'd like to help me out, please share with your friends. For more short articles and tips that support education leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies, there as well. If you'd like, you can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and that will pop up if you're on the page for longer than 30 seconds, and you can register right there on the website. If you're an auditory learner, you are in the exact right spot, and you can download more podcasts of The Principal Entrepreneur on both iTunes and Podomatic. New episodes come out weekly, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and if I'm lucky enough to have a guest, like I do this upcoming Saturday, Mrs. Danita Townsell, that is fantastic. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, you can email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com, and we can set up a time to chat and have a conversation and share the insights that you've learned. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.